Literary Scape presents the historical inspirational book club podcast, the first of its kind. This show is for those who love clean romance adventure stories from the 1800s.
Welcome back to another episode with Literary Scape. We've got an exciting interview with author Sarah R. Turnquist for you today, but before we dive in, let me share a few announcements. First, if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for our Literary Scape newsletter. We have some exciting new events coming in 2024 for both readers and writers. Our newsletter is the best way to stay in the loop. Just visit www.literaryscape.com/newsletter or click the button below this blog post. Second, if God is calling you to write a historical Christian romance novel, then we have two things to help you get started. First, sign up for our free Literary Scape newsletter and receive tips, tricks, and tools for authors every week. Then, check out our Historical Christian Romance Writers Group at www.literaryscape.com/HCRW or click the button below this blog post. I want to invite you to harness the power of belonging to a genre-specific writing group. Ever wonder what the benefits are of being a member of a genre-specific writing group? Every author is targeting the same group of readers. You can receive specific feedback and leverage the power of partner promotion. Check out Historical Christian Romance Writers. It's designed to help you write, publish, and sell your novel without muddling through the process on your own. And now, through December 31st, I am offering a free one-month trial of HCRW. Click the link below to take advantage of this incredible opportunity, and be sure to use coupon code DEC23FT to get your first month for free. Third, I've been working on an intensive author coaching program for you. Details and the opportunity to join will be coming soon, so be sure to sign up for the Literary Scape newsletter. Finally, we have our fun-filled end-of-year episode coming out tomorrow. I know we don't usually put an episode out on Saturdays, but we are trying to squeeze it all in before the end of the year. Be sure to tune in as we discuss our favorites from the 2023 reading year. Let's pray and then hop into this insightful interview with Sarah R. Turnquist. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to sit down with Sarah and talk about the inspirational stories you've called her to write. I pray that you bless her in her obedience in writing these stories to exalt you. I lift each person listening up to you and ask that you bless them as they seek you and your will in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right. So what was your hope or desire for your readers as you wrote the Cripple Creek series?
Well, the Cripple Creek series started first as a story of hope amidst tragedy, finding purpose in the midst of being lost, and a chance at love in the midst of sacrifice. All of these things that don't normally go together is what I was wanting to kind of put next to each other. I wanted my readers to walk away satisfied with a good, clean, faith-filled story, but one that moved them in some way, perhaps even being cathartic, you could say, especially as Catherine grieves and learns to see the truth beyond her grief, this grief that has colored her lens of the world and the way she interacts with other people.
You said, which book was that? Is it Faith in Cripple Creek? So we were just talking a little bit about that. Do you want to share your thoughts on?
I absolutely loved it. This series is probably this was my favorite of this year. And I just, the way, like you said, the issues that were there, the way you tackled them, especially in Faith, just watching, I mean, you don't often hear about like the preacher being the one in the story that has to step back and realize that he's not infallible and see how his lens of how he looked at it. It warmed me because I've never read a Christian inspirational where I'm like, man, I don't like the preacher very well. And that just surprised me. But to bring him back and understand his mind, just the issues in the third book It just, wow. I just love it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I do really want to bring flawed characters to the page so that we can watch them grow and experience maybe a little bit of hope as we watch them grow and learn and become stronger to overcome the obstacles that they're facing. So yes, even the preacher.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
In your series for sure. Who was your favorite hero and heroine of the series?
When I thought about that question, that was a little bit harder for me, but I've got to say that I really like Wyatt. I think he is brash and has a strength of character that comes from the things that he's been through. I think his heart is always in the right place, and I like his journey to trust and faith, even from where he comes from, the hard place that he grew up.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that because we just did like our end of year episode and we did our top three heroes and these two both put Wyatt. Did you make him number one?
He's number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. He was all Tiff's only one.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Yay.
Actually, it's interesting you say that because not that you say that, but they didn't like Wyatt at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Whereas I, on the other hand, loved him right away. Isn't that interesting how we kind of, he grew on you guys, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
And I loved how he developed throughout the books. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. What made you not like him at the beginning, I guess?
I think just because you got only Katie's perception of him at the beginning.
Oh.
So you got like how she was feeling towards him. Like she just had this standoffish, mm-hmm. person, you know, with him and with her friend in the caves, and I don't know how I just was on her side with him. Like, Timothy is way better. Like, stay with Timothy.
I was in a critique group when I was writing this, and so I'd bring in scene after scene, and we definitely had a team Timothy and a team Wyatt going on. And that really surprised me because I wanted to write it such that you didn't really know which way she was going to go. But I'm always afraid that that's a little too obvious, you know, mm-hmm. even when I try that.
Yeah. I don't know. I loved him from the beginning because I was not on her team. I kept saying, you need to back off. Like, you're letting your emotions run too high, mm-hmm. and realize he did what he had to do. I guess. I don't mm-hmm. know. I had a different perspective.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's just that space. Like, she hadn't, there wasn't in the beginning, when you first meet Wyatt, like, you have Katie's point of view and that's all you really see. And you just kind of, I don't want to say he comes off cold about it, but you almost wonder like, why doesn't he care? What's going on? Like, why is he so standoffish? It's not until you realize. And then I almost thought, I was like, oh yeah, I guess that would have affected him too. Mm. And then you hear the whole story. It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
And how
I'm so
true kids.
Yeah.
Too. I'm so glad that y'all were in Katie's skin in a way, and that you felt with her deeply, because when we go through things like that, it really does affect the way we see the world, the way we see other people, the decisions that we make. And Katie is hard for me, but she was probably my favorite heroine of the series as well. I think she can be impulsive, but I think she has a lot of heart, which is kind of hard for her. She does let her emotions rule her a lot. But she does, like Wyatt, she always wants to do the right thing. She's fiercely loyal and loves deeply. Yeah. And I think that really changed how she interacted with people after what scarred her.
Yeah. I liked, now forgive me because her name is gone, Timothy's story, his lady.
Jane.
I loved her, but I think I could connect with her more with the whole issue of she can't have children. And so me personally going through that myself, I was like, I totally, totally get where she's at and how she's feeling. So you wrote her so well. And I love the happy ending you gave her in the end too. So. The children of the heart. Will there be more? I'm sorry. I stole your question.
No, you're fine. There could be more.
Books for this series?
Well, right now there's Hope in Cripple Creek, Christmas in Cripple Creek, Faith in Cripple Creek. There are two prequels. So Leaving Waverly is the story of Catherine's parents. Mm-hmm. And then Leaving Stony Brook is my most recent release. And it's a story of David and Mary. Mm-hmm. And so how they find each other. So there will be one more book in the series. It'll be titled Love in Cripple Creek. So we'll have Faith, Hope, and Love, or Hope, Faith, and Love. And it's going to be Betsy's story. Oh. I just really like taking someone that, you know, nobody's going to like her at the end of the first book. Maybe not even at the end of the Christmas. I think she's in Christmas in Cripple Creek for like a hot minute.
Yeah.
But I like getting to the layers underneath. What makes her behavior that way? Why is she like that? And what's going on in her life and in her heart, and how can she be redeemed?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think that's going to be a great story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That kind of leads into our last question, is if you could give us some insight into the next book readers can expect from you. So is this the next book that you think might come out, or do you have others that you're working on?
I actually put out a poll to my newsletter list because I have one more book in my medieval series, one more book in the Cripple Creek series, and one more book in the Convenient Risk series until those series are complete. So I asked, I said, what would you like to see next? And then I threw in an odd last option, like, would you like me to just start a new series? That was the one that over 50% of my readers wanted. It's a story that's set during the Gilded Age, when the trains were king. You know, it was the expansion of the Transcontinental Railroad. I was inspired by Casey Jones. He's a folk hero here in Tennessee. He's from Jackson, Tennessee. And there was this tragic accident, and he sacrificed himself to save all of the passengers on the train. And so I wanted to include his story. His story is going to be more tangential to the main story, but he will be in the book, and the accident will take place in the book as well, to kind of unearth a little bit about what happened surrounding that accident. The fireman that was in the train with him jumped at the last minute to say, you know, Casey said, save yourself. And so he was trying to tell the story of what happened, but he happened to be a person of color. And during that time, if his story was contradicted, they pretty much would dismiss his story just because of the color of his skin. Which is how history, I mean, it's just how it was. It's not okay, but it's true to how it was. So I wanted to include a little bit about just the injustice of that. And Casey was eventually exonerated because of the man, his name is Sim, because of Sim's testimony and just passion about sharing what really happened. At first, Casey was blamed for the accident, but in the end, they found out he was not at fault at all. So, the story is about a tycoon, a railroad tycoon's daughter, who becomes acquainted with Casey and his wife in an odd way. And then a train engineer, but a railway engineer, like someone who designs the trains and designs the cars. So it's their story, and I'm in the middle of it right now, and it's in the hard part of the story where every scene that I finish, I'm like, I need a minute.
So where can our listeners, you said you have a newsletter, can we just direct them to your website? And
yeah, absolutely. You can sign it through my website. My website is sarahturnquist.com. If you go /list, you can directly sign it for my newsletter. It comes out twice a month, and I do giveaways, sneak peeks, offering questions like, what would you like me to do next? Mm-hmm. Help me name this character, those kind of things. And I do reviews of historical, mostly clean historical romance books that I'm mm-hmm. reading. So it's fun. I enjoy hanging out with my readers that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that is fun. Awesome. Anything else you want to share about for your readers about what you're working on? Or
I just really can't ever say enough how much I appreciate my readers. It's what keeps me going when the scenes get hard, when the lifestyle of the writer gets hard, just knowing that this book will mean something to somebody. Because I believe that God has given me a calling in what I'm doing. And so knowing that he's partnering with me and he knows where the book's going to end up, it just keeps me going to know that my readers care.
That's awesome. I love it.
Hello, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. We'd love to connect with more readers like you and share inspirational stories with them. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, happy and blessed reading.